A reading from the first letter of John. If you consider that he is righteous, you also know that everyone who acts in righteousness is begotten of him. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, if we are God's children now, what we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure, as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin commits lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in Jesus there is no sin. No one who remains in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or known him. The Word of the Lord. When my brother's second child was born, he and his wife had not yet decided upon a name. The baby boy had already arrived, and the family was still suggesting names to the parents. Finally, they decided upon a combination of the parents' names, and it turned out to be perfect. Naming all the animals in the garden is the first thing we see Adam doing after his creation. In the Bible, knowing someone's name gave a sense of authority or domination. However, knowing a person's name can also reveal a level of intimacy. Today is the optional memorial of the holy name of Jesus. It used to be celebrated on January 1st, 1 week after the birth of Christ. But since the Second Vatican Council, January 1st has become the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, as well as the World Day of Peace. So this memorial was moved to the first weekday of the year. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. In the Bible, the Messiah is given two names. His usual name in the New Testament is Jesus, announced by the Archangel Gabriel. And it is Emmanuel, the name used in the Old Testament by the prophets. Many people are known by two names. For example, when growing up, my dad was called either Brother or Bud, though his given name was Morris. And I don't know how he got those two names. Even today, he's still called them by people who knew him as a child. Both Jesus and Emmanuel have significant meanings. Jesus means God saves, and Emmanuel, God is with us. Both are radically appropriate when applied to our Lord Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. The infancy narratives of both Luke and Matthew tell us that the name of Jesus was commanded by God through the archangel, in Luke to Mary, and in Matthew to Joseph. In the scriptures, the changing of a person's name by God indicated a special role in sacred history. For example, Abram became Abraham, and Simon became Peter. In ancient times, Jesus, or Yehoshua, was a common name. It is the same as the name of Joshua, who was the assistant of Moses and who finally led the Hebrews into the promised land and began to conquer the land. And he was considered God's deliverer or Savior. In Jesus Christ, as I said, this name has reached its fulfillment. The name of Jesus is not merely the name of our Savior, but it is also a sacramental in the sense that it can give us grace or special blessings, but not totally like a sacrament. So when we say the name Jesus, we should mean what we say. He is the saving God who is truly present with us. And that grace that we receive in saying his name is his presence with us. Therefore, we should never take his name in vain by swearing or cursing. It is something holy by its very nature, because it is the name of the second person of the Trinity. The angel in the gospel makes clear that Jesus is not an earthly king or deliverer, but a spiritual one. For he will deliver his people from the bondage of sin and Satan. Thus, Jesus is our Savior. But in order for him to be our Savior, we must accept him in a personal relationship. And the evidence that we have accepted him and become children of God is that we begin to think and act like a child of God, like Jesus. Our body, soul, and spirit become harmonized, and we live justly with others and in loving devotion to God's will according to our vocation. Each of us has a name, and it is an important aspect of our natural and supernatural identity. Ours is a special name given by God at our baptism, or sometimes at a later powerful conversion experience. Our names are precious to God. May we cherish the names of other people as well, knowing that they do not merely identify someone, but a person deeply loved by God. Amen.